Yes, butterfly.
What the hell, man?
We've been talking this morning about this little clip from Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip on NBC Monday night.
What are you suggesting?
We need a new story, and Studio 60 needs a new executive producer and head writer. I want to hire Matt Albee and Danny Tripman.
No.
Yeah.
I have a history with these
no
guys.
No kidding.
I fired them.
I know the history, Jeff. People in Kansas know the history.
Oh.
No way.
Yeah, they went there. Right to the Kansas joke. And it seems like it's picked up a lot. I've noticed. I have my eye on you, Hollywood. I know what you're doing. It's not cool. I stick with my original theory. Here is why Hollywood hates Kansas. You ready for this?
Hit me with it.
Are you ready to have a mind freak like you've never had before, Chris?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay.
I'm so ready.
Hollywood is, I would say, kind of a liberal town. Would you agree with that?
I don't know. Sure.
New York, the same way. They're more liberal, and I'm not coming down on them for that. And I really wouldn't. I really don't have any reason to. We are a pretty conservative state, and we've been making a lot of headlines lately with things like, we don't believe in evolution. That's not what anybody said, but that's how it came off. We don't believe in evolution, and it's not the first time that we've done that. And the Sam Brownback isn't really that popular with people who aren't really, who aren't Republican at all. Like, Democrats really hate the guy. He's really conservative. So it's just a lot of issues come out of Kansas, and we are usually on the leading edge of things. Like, the one thing I'm surprised that we weren't on top of before everybody else was the gay marriage thing. I figured we'd put an end to that before anybody else.
Who did it first?
God, I don't know, Chris. Is this trivia?
Yeah.
Jeez. Who's the answer?
I don't know. See, I don't follow politics or anything. I'm going to guess.
I don't know the answer, so this isn't really... No.
The state of San Francisco.
There's no sand city that has that. It was the first to do that.
I give up.
So, basically, Kansas has become the butt of the joke, and, they think of us as kind of small time, we're kind of dumb, we're kind of slow, and they have kind of this picture in their mind of Kansas as just the wheat fields and people,
tornadoes.
You know, living on farms and tornadoes, so it's real easy to do. But that's, the more recent developments, because it seems like it's more recent that we've been getting slammed as kind of the idiot state.
You want big cities, you're going to have big crime. You're going to have the crime rate. Sure, you can do stuff, but you're going to be doing it in the ducking mode as you're dodging drive-bys and everything else. Here, you got stuff to do. If you have to entertain yourself, you entertain yourself. That's what people's problems today are, is they have no imagination.
That's why we have the Lion's Den right off I-70.
There you go. You know, and you have the Wizard of Oz Museum. I mean, come on, if you can't find ridicule in that. No, that's not what I meant.
you meant a good time.
you find stuff to do yourself. I don't want somebody entertaining me all the time. I want to entertain myself. Believe me, you just don't want the chatter. So, you know what? All the people that think that, there's nothing to do in Kansas, they can go to those big cities and they can have the big crimes. I'm going to be fine with this lovely weather, nice view, and wonderful people. So they can, have it.
They can bite you?
Well, I don't know. I don't like to be bit. I'm kind of sensitive.
I got you. I understand.
All right. Take it easy, man.
See you, dude.
Bye.
I thought he was going to say bite me. I don't know.